With us here in studio right now, Tim Williams with Communities That Care of Lorain County. Tim, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm very good, and thanks for having me out this afternoon.
I'm glad you didn't get microphone shy after we completely butchered the weather there. Actually, did not we. Sure, I butchered that. That wasn't your fault. That was my fault.
But I had the button pressed. Tim, I swear we've done this before. This isn't our first try.
I was watching, and I can tell you guys they look like they've done this before, so
Thank you.
We're all right.
Appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you in studio. And, of course, you guys have this champion award. And right now you guys are going through the voting process. For those that aren't familiar with the Champion Award for the Communities That Care of Lorain County, what's that all about?
Okay, well, Communities That Care of Lorain County is a drug-free community coalition, and we're all about creating a healthier, safer environment for our children. We do a lot of engagement with youth and with adults, but primarily focused on reduction of access and use of drugs and alcohol for kids. So what we've done is we've decided that, hey, how do we acknowledge individuals in our community that really speak to the mission of what we're doing? How do we show those folks that, hey, we appreciate what you're doing? And just it also gives an opportunity to highlight some organizations and individuals that are really champions in our community. They're going above and beyond the duty of their normal everyday job and really taking efforts to make our community a better and safer place. So we came up with this Champion Award. And we look at the vision of Communities of Care, and we look for individuals and organizations that kind of align with that. And then out of those, we look for those who are really exemplary, those who are, they may have done something recently that's just really standout-ish. And then we acknowledge that. What we do is we solicit from community members, members of our executive committee, for them to nominate individuals or organizations that they've observed and really kind of embody that mission. And who are just excelling in what they're doing. And so from there, we probably get about 10, 12 different nominees. We have a committee that reviews those, and we come up with three that we think are, and it's difficult because there's a lot of good folks doing a lot of good work. Some of the work that gets recommended maybe isn't quite in line with what we're doing prevention-wise or environmentally. So we kind of weed through and see who are the best matches to our mission. And then of those, we say, who are the top three candidates? And so we have three finalists that really, I think, fit that to a T. One of them is a Deputy Anthony Kovacs with the Sheriff's Department, and he is the officer in charge of the DARE program.
Cool.
Another one of our finalists is a Scott Peterson, and he is a physician's assistant who specializes in pain management. The third is the Avon Lake community, which is a combination of the city government, the mayor, the law director, city council, with leadership there from Dave Koss, Dwayne Streeter, who is the police chief. And then there's an organization, a community task force there called Assist Avon Lake. Lisa Goodwin, who's one of the leaders of that. They came together, do some really special things, and we're kind of acknowledging them. So I think in this little segment, we're going to talk about those three organizations and those two individuals, and why we think that they are so exemplary and why they represent some of the best prevention and community engagement that's going on in our community.
Cool. Well, let's begin with Avon Lake, because obviously there's a lot of folks involved with that whole process. I mean, anytime you throw that many people into one nomination, obviously there's a lot of really good things going on there. So what is it that they've done that's really stood out in your mind that's made them a finalist for this award?
Yeah, so Avon Lake, part of our vision is a community that promotes collaboration among families, fosters collaboration among community organizations. And so they really spoke to this. They recently passed or modified a social host ordinance. In all communities on the Ohio Revised Code and the City Code of Ordinances, there is an ordinance that speaks to the consequences for providing alcohol parties to teens. Mm-hmm. Remember those parties from high school, the BYOB?
Yes.
We knew of those homes where it was, you know. And some of the folks, they weren't malicious. They might have been, well, I'd rather you drink here than somewhere else. Still illegal and unhealthy. And our social host ordinances, by default from the state, they address the issue of negligence, and it's kind of a very not real strong teeth. Well, what we've had in three previous communities in Lorain County over the last 3 years is they've adopted and modified their social host ordinance to strengthen it, and some of them include it knowingly or include it reckless. Others, other levels of culpability that really have a higher level of accountability for the adult. What was amazing is not only did Avon Lake do this, they did it in the absolute most effective manner. Lots of cooperation, lots of collaboration. It wasn't one person trying to move an agenda. Chief Streeter came to an event we had on March the 9th. I can remember it almost vividly, with law enforcement. And we do a lot of compliance checks. You see where we go. You'll see in the paper, these establishments sold to underage confidential informants. You go in, you see if they're going to sell you alcohol. They sell alcohol or they don't. Most of our organizations in our community do the right thing. 85% of Lorain County establishments that we've surveyed, they do not sell to underage folks. Those who do, there's a consequence. Well, we worked with Avon Lake has been for the last 4 years. They've worked with us closely on that a few times a year. And so we had a meeting with all the law enforcement. We brought them together. And we were talking about the results of the last 2 years. And we also talked about this idea of strengthening social host ordinances and what we'd done in some other communities. We had a few city council folks there from other communities who had done this. Chief Streeter called me on 2 days after that event and said, we want to do this. And I'm like, okay, and you hear that, and it's that's like great, so we'll kind of move it along. But we want to do this by the time graduation comes around this year, which is going to be in June. So he spoke with me. We talked a little bit. He then brought the right people together. So Dave Koz, super champion, he's a councilman, head of the safety committee in the city of Avon Lake. Mayor Zilka, Lisa Goodwin, the community part. So we had law enforcement. We had the city government, we had city council, the administration, and the community organization all coming together along with the schools to do this. And what was amazing is how efficiently and quickly they did it. We met together with council in a special meeting to go over some details of it. Next thing we know, it's coming up for public hearings. And the entire process was accelerated. So in 90 days, they modified the social host ordinance.
Wow.
In the past, we've had communities, and we applaud them who've done it, but some of them have taken us 2 years to do it, some of them a year. And again, in less than 90 days, and they didn't skip parts of it. They didn't, you know, they did it in a very efficient manner. It was debated. It was deliberated. It was, you know, really heavily discussed. So that's amazing, because what they've done by doing that modification is they've made their community stronger and safer. They've said, we're going to hold parents accountable. We have zero tolerance for parents who recklessly provide alcohol for kids. And you're no longer going to be able to say, oh, they were in the basement and we didn't know. kind of taking that excuse away, because we've heard that one used many times. So that's an example of, again, and it's an environmental thing. It's not just dealing with one individual, one family, one violator. It's changing public policy that impacts everyone. So now we're really much engaged in a community awareness campaign. So the community becomes more aware of this ordinance, lets the residents know, what do we do if we hear of one of these parties or we know of one going on? How can we call anonymously? How can we take steps to say to our neighbors, we don't accept that kind of behavior? So we really give kudos to the community of Avon Lake, because, again, it's very courageous. Sometimes you have a lot of resistance in communities, and we aren't trying to criminalize anyone, but we do believe that accountability is important. And so, again, that was an example of a community, and we hope other communities look at that model and say, how can we do this? Not just city council, not just the police chief. How do we come together as an entire community? And that's a really strong statement.
Sure. I would imagine that's the most important part, is to get that ordinance out there and let everybody know. So, I mean, even those who might be contemplating it think, hey, look, we can't do this anymore. They're coming down on it. And like you said, it's not to criminalize people. It's to make sure the right thing's happening in the area.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's not about you and your kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you and other folks' kids.
Yeah.
There are five individuals who can provide alcohol to a minor. One is a parent, a legal guardian, a priest, a spouse. In other words, if you're 22 and your wife is 18 or husband, and a doctor. So a parent can provide alcohol to their own child. There are limitations on how much they can provide, but you can't provide alcohol to somebody else's child. And a parent cannot give another parent permission to provide alcohol to their kid. So what we're saying is, we're not telling you how to run your household, but we don't necessarily expect that when our kids come to your house to hang out, that you're allowing them to drink. So we think it's very reasonable.
Oh, absolutely. Great. No question about that. Again, we're talking with Tim Williams of Communities That Care of Lorain County. And, boy, a lot of interesting and very, very good things going on with the city of Avon Lake. You also mentioned Deputy Kovacs as well.
Yeah.
What's his story?
So Deputy Kovacs is an amazing gentleman. He was actually nominated by one of his superior officers. And he talked about him. He wrote a little narrative talking about the work that he does. And I want to say this one quote.
And Deputy Kovacs is with the Sheriff's Department.
Yes, the Sheriff's Department and the DARE program.
Yeah, I got the opportunity to talk him at the Lorain County Fair. He was running the stuff, the sheriff's truck, and talked to us a little bit about there.
Need I read more? Because that's really what it's about. This person is, so you know him.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing as I'm talking around the community about this person, how everyone knows him in the work that he does.
Yeah.
And this is above his, you know, his 8-hour, 10-hour day job. He's always accessible, always available, talks to kids, talks to families. And there's just a high level of respect and regard for him, especially in an era where there's lots of challenges with communities and law enforcement. Here is an absolute example of a person who does the job, connects with the community, doesn't compromise integrity at any level, and is just a real champion. And when it comes to the issue of drugs and alcohol, sometimes kids see the law enforcement as the bad guys. He's able to allow kids to have a relationship and an interaction with law enforcement that's very positive. He's not pulling them over and arresting them, but they respect him, they appreciate him, and we think that that's effective in terms of the messaging. So he's just been a true champion. His superiors, his peer officers speak highly of him. Members in the community speak highly of him. So it's an example of, again, some of the best folks doing very dangerous work, but taking the time to really spend time to make sure kids are making good choices.
Yeah, cool story there. I mean, especially in this day and age, a guy who's in the community, people know him very well. As we mentioned, he was out and about at the Lorain County Fair, so plenty of people get the opportunity to see a guy like that. Glad to hear that he was on the list there.
Yeah, so when he was nominated, and I had known of him. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of work with the Sheriff's Department also. But again, after reading what his superior officer wrote about him, cool, and after talking to a lot of different folks in the community, and then what we did is we share all that information with our committee. We read what was written, but we're also out there kind of doing a little background checking and everything. And again, he was just kind of rose right to the top of the list.
Cool.
Very cool stuff. Well, and then the third one.
Third one, Scott Peterson, which is interesting. He is I've met him a few times, heard lots about him. He's a physician's assistant who specializes in pain management. And he's been instrumental in working with families and physicians on healthy, strategies on how to prescribe in a healthier, safer manner.
Uh-huh.
This prescription opioid piece is, we see the heroin epidemic going on, and a lot of it comes from people who've had challenges managing pain. They had back surgery, they were on opiates, and they became addicted. There have been lots of criticism of physicians who maybe overprescribe. You go in and you have some ailment and they give you 30, you know, pain pills, as opposed to 5, or looking at other ways of managing. So he's just been out there really educating physicians and patients on how to be safer and healthier in managing your pain. And so it's been, you know, again, it's above his, beyond his duty as his normal work.
Mm-hmm.
So just providing that kind of, that little of education and understanding and insight, which from talking to physicians, they were grateful to have this training and have some of the advocacy work that he's doing, because they don't want their profession to be, you know, they're not drug dealers.
Yeah.
And there are some who maybe don't practice as responsibly as others. And he's not out there, you know, calling out names, but he's providing, instead of criticism, you know, giving some strategy and some way of bettering it. There are lots of folks who criticize, but not many of them can engage in effective solutions and problem solving. So we appreciate the work he's doing around that in that area. And it's preventive. It's not just about what happens after. It's information that you can understand and use to help you to prevent you from getting to that addictive state. So again, those are our three. And we'll share with you kind of how you can get involved in actually deciding who's going to be the winner.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do that now. I mean, actually, and to go back to Scott Peterson, too, I mean, it really is incredible, too, when you think about that, because, boy, a lot of times when you go to see the doctor, whether you're looking for prescription pills, anything like that, delivering the message, I think, certainly means everything in that conversation, because if someone goes into your office and they're asking for something, sometimes they go in there with a totally different mentality. They need it. But the doctor has a way of saying, look, you need it, but you need it in a different way than you're accepting it. So right. I think there's a lot to be said for what he's done there. That's fantastic stuff.
That and the fact that, you know, in my line of work, it's fine for me to be out there advocating. But when a medical professional, that's a completely different level of credibility. And when a medical professional is talking to other medical professionals, or talking to communities, I think people take their words with a great deal more they give them more credibility.
Sure.
I can say the same message as a doctor, but when the doctor's speaking to his peers, it's a different listening to that message. So we appreciate that he's been a champion. And sometimes I would think it's a little bit maybe awkward having to challenge your peers on practices, but you know, you got to have that courage. And obviously he's respected by his peers. Otherwise, we would not see the positive impact that he's having.
Absolutely. So. No question. Well, how does the voting process work? How can our listeners get involved?
So, and you'll, what I think is going to happen is some of these folks, hopefully you guys are going to be giving some phone conversations with them over the next week.
Mm-hmm.
But each of these individuals will be profiled on the Communities of Care Facebook page. So you can go to Facebook and go to Communities of Care of Lorain County, and it'll go up on tomorrow, and you'll be able to actually see. You can click on the profile if you want to read a little bit about them, and then you'll be able to cast your vote. So you'll be able to click on one, and then your vote's tallied. It comes into this database, and it keeps track for us, which is kind of neat. Other individuals will be sending out on an email blast. If you're not on our email blast list in terms of our newsletter and those things, you can go to www.ctclorainecounty.org, and it'll tell you how to get to that site also. But again, if you just go to Facebook, which is where everybody's at, I guess, and you go to CTC Lorain County, Community Care of Lorain County, you'll see it. You'll be able to act on it there. Also, if you're friends with some of these folks, they will be blasting some things out also. What we did is we provided them with a personal profile with a congratulations so they can send it out to their friends and family. And the idea is to try and get as much community engagement as possible. We want these folks to be recognized in the community, people to hear about them, read about them, and then they can cast their vote. And it's kind of like, you know, vote for your school or vote for your community, vote for your peer. So we expect that law enforcement, we should see a lot of law enforcement folks chiming in on supporting Deputy Kovacs and in these other respective communities. So it's kind of a competition thing.
Sure.
But again, we're going to acknowledge all three winners. We have a meeting in the middle of October. Our advisory committee for Communities of Care, we will announce the winner there. And then we're going to do an article in the newspaper on these individuals and just really try and promote the great work they're doing individually and collectively. These are three great organizations and two individuals. And so all three are winners. Right now we're just trying to get some audience and community participation.
Sure. That's ctclorainecounty.com, right?
.org. I'm sorry.
.org.
ctclorainecounty.org.
Okay.
And go to Facebook and type in Communities of Care, and you will see the Champion Award pop up.
Okay. Cool stuff. Well, Tim, we appreciate you coming in the studio. You mentioned it before. I'm going to give you a chance to score some serious brownie points here. There's a lovely young lady out there celebrating a birthday, right? You can give her a shout-out now. The microphone is yours.
Well, thank you. My wife, my lovely bride, my best friend and all that stuff, Dina Williams, it is her birthday. And so we're going to go out to dinner and have a good time. And it's amazing. Our youngest just went to college.
Oh, wow.
So we got family weekend at Ball State this weekend. Now, I'm a Buckeye, but she found in her heart some way or another, she made her way to Ball State, Muncie, Indiana. So it's going to be great. We're going to celebrate tonight, and then we'll go away for the weekend and celebrate with our youngest. And happy birthday, honey.
Very nice. See? It's one of the cool parts about coming in studio. You get to throw out birthday shout-outs, all good stuff.
You guys got a pretty good thing going here.
Nice. They let us hang out. So
yeah, it's not too bad.
Even when our mics don't turn on.
We appreciate you giving us this time on air to help celebrate these individuals who've just done great work in our community. And thank you.
Absolutely, Tim. Thanks for coming in.